conservation cleanup project and an accidental scholarship offer. That's coming up this Thursday on CNN Student News. But our first story involves the civil war in Syria. U.S. officials say they have evidence that chemical weapons have been used in Syria, but they don't know how they were used, when they were used, or which side used them. President Obama says those details need to be sorted out.
The use of chemical weapons would be a game changer. Not simply for the United States, but for the international community. We've got to do everything we can to investigate and establish with some certainty what exactly has happened in Syria, what is happening in Syria. When I am making decisions about America's national security and the potential for taking additional action in response to chemical weapon use, I've got to make sure I've got the facts.
Chemical weapons can be deployed any number of ways. They can be introduced into food or water. They can be sprayed from airplanes. They can even be launched as artillery shells. For example, this liquid poison would be blasted off. It would hit the ground. As the liquid spread out, it would turn into a gas that would simply affect everything in the region. That's what they believe happened in several towns here in Syria. But here's the insidious thing. If we're really talking about sarin gas, it is colorless, it is odorless, and it has no taste, so the people who were under attack would not even know what was happening to them. But they might know the symptoms because they could come on almost immediately. Remember, this was developed as a pesticide, and this is what it does to humans. It causes blurred vision, rapid breathing, heavy sweating, confusion, headaches, nausea, and in the very worst cases, convulsions, paralysis, and death. What it's doing is attacking the nervous system. It's essentially shutting your body down. That's what kills people and why this is considered such a bad thing. But there is a trick to all of this. The trick is, even if you had a massive rocket barrage of sarin gas, you wouldn't necessarily know that that's what happened, because even though it is lethal, it's not long-lasting. It disperses very quickly. So while investigators now think they have some evidence that the Assad regime used sarin gas on people there, they're going to have to work very hard to establish concrete proof.
Next today, new developments in the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Yesterday, authorities announced that three additional suspects were in custody. They're friends of Jakar Tsarnaev, the surviving suspect from last month's terror bombings. The man in the gray hoodie is Tsarnaev. The two people to his left are Azamat Tajikov and Diaz Kodabayev. They're from Kazakhstan. They came to the U.S. on student visas. The third new suspect is Robel Filipos. He's a U.S. citizen. These three aren't suspects in the actual bombing. The charges they're facing suggest they're accused of helping the suspected bombers after the attack. An official told CNN that the two Kazakhs are suspected of taking things from Tsarnaev's dorm room and then throwing them in a dumpster. The third suspect has been charged with making false statements to law enforcement officials during a terrorism investigation.